In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's a lot of buzz kind of right now about Stefanski and the whole Shador thing, but let's not focus on that with Kevin right now. It's this. Do you think this guy is able to survive what's happened this year? Depending on what ownership has told him, on the job he's done, on the job his coaching staff has done, on the roster he's been given, with a lot of interesting young players, some good young guys, but they're young guys.
I'm gonna give you a hypothetical.
All right.
Okay. Not even hypothetical. Put yourself in Kevin's shoes.
Okay.
Okay. You walk into the season and you think that the group is all together on everything. And they're like, you know what? Let's go. Let's bring Kenny Pickett in, see what he's all about. And let's at least give him a shot. Let's give this guy a try.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they're like, you know what? Here's Joe Flacco. And I know this is going to be an interesting year for us. I think our defense is going to be pretty good. Can Joe help us win? He struggled a little bit in Indianapolis last year. I wonder what he's all about.
Really good veteran backup to have.
Just now,
to
have on now the team. We get to the draft and we're like, okay, let's, you know, you guys really like Gabriel. Okay. All right. Let's take him. Got him. And you know what? This is weird, but Sanders is still on the board. And, you know, we haven't graded higher than a fifth round pick. So maybe we should take him. I don't know, guys. Are you sure we want to take two quarterbacks? Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Okay. But Pickett or Flacco are my guys that I'm going into the season with. Really? I mean, two guys with experience that can help me out with a defense I think can win. And, okay, I'm good with it. Now, all of a sudden, they walk up to you and go, you know what? We're going to trade Pickett. We got a fifth. Someone's going to give us a fifth rounder for him. We're not keeping both vets anyway, right? We're not keeping four quarterbacks. No one does that. So we're just going to, and you're Kevin, and now you think, okay, all right, I'm in this thing with Joe. And because Joe's been here before, we worked together. I get it. We're on the same page. I was hearing some grief from somebody on social media yesterday. You're an idiot if you think that the fans didn't love Flacco last time he was here. You're absolutely wrong. I'm just going to point that out. Anybody that wants to argue with me about Flacco's worth when he left, you're insane.
Everybody was quite pleased with Joe when he was here.
You're insane if you want to. And I understand what Joe did while he was here. I get that. That's another page in the book. But if you want to go backwards, you better have clear eyes and understand that he was an extremely popular figure here, and there were fans that were upset they didn't bring him back last year. But now you, Kevin, I'm asking you, Kevin, as Jeff, you now have Flacco, and he is your guy.
Yeah.
And now you're going to walk into the season. You're going to play a couple games. Things may not be going perfect. And then all of a sudden, you know what? I changed my mind. Hey, I'm going to trade Flacco, too. And I'm going to send him to Cincinnati.
They made the quarterback switch before the trade.
Right. Okay, you're right. They made the switch. But maybe you weren't all on board with the switch. Maybe you weren't there.
Well, you're the coach.
But maybe you weren't all on board with that. Maybe you were like, okay, I see where we're at here. I'm a coach. I can coach anybody up, and I feel like I can build a winner with anybody. All right, but I still need Joe. I kind of still want Joe here. I still want him here. Now I'm going to trade him on you. Now you got two rookie quarterbacks.
So you're thinking that he and Andrew Berry are no longer completely on the same page.
Well, the only reason I think that, and I brought this up yesterday, is because Andrew never said a word about it. All Andrew had to do was come out and say, this is why we made the trade. Okay, game over. No drama. I don't think for Andrew. I don't think for Kevin. I don't think for anybody. I know exactly what Andrew was thinking because Andrew told us. And we have the proof. And instead, he chose not to. And so now you're sitting here and now we debate. Now we wonder, Barry didn't say anything. I wonder if he and Kevin are on the same page. And now you wonder if they're, now we're sitting here later saying, I wonder if Kevin even wants to be here. End the drama when you have the chance.
Think about this. If you're Kevin and you're back next year, okay? Let's work under that assumption. You're back. Aren't you on the hottest seat in the NFL?
Absolutely.
And if it doesn't start well, you're out by week 8.
Yeah. Oh, 8. You could be out by week 3 if you start the season 0-3, depending on what the schedule looks like.
So that seat is as hot as any.
It's hot right now. It's on fire.
If he had an opportunity to go to Tennessee, which I've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen as a rumor. If he had a chance to go to New York, and you're going to get at least, let's not kid ourselves, it's the NFL. You're going to get at least a full season, you would think, as a new head coach in those spots.
I would go to Tennessee over New York, but keep going.
Why?
You got a young quarterback. I mean, we did see him a little bit yesterday. He's got nothing but growth potential going on right there. The market is much easier than New York, too. It is.
You also have an owner that fired Mike Vrabel.
I get it. He might also be looking at himself going, I should have had a V8, right? Maybe I shouldn't have let Vrabel go. And you're also going into
Adam's daughter.
You're going into a new dome, right? Yeah. She could have said, I got a V8. But they're going into a new venue too, right? Right?
Yeah. If I'm Kevin and I had any opportunity and I'm weighing my two options.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Man, the idea of going to New York, okay, a lot of guys coach in New York.
I'm not going to New York.
Well, that's because you're not a New York fan. Neither am I. Okay, I would go to Tennessee in a heartbeat over New York to be.
You think our fans are crazy? You think our media is either soft or tough or whatever you want to think about it?
But
New York is just another planet.
But Kevin's from Philly. He's very familiar with the area. I'm with you. If I had my choice, and to me it comes down to a life thing, I'd rather work in Tennessee.
I would too.
So, but that's not, you know, we don't operate in the same world as NFL coaches. I just wonder if in his mind he thinks this would be the time to go. Because if he's brought back and continues here, and it doesn't go well next year, he gets really tarnished.
Yes,
he would probably not make it through the season.
That's why I go back.
And then he'd be really tarnished. His coaching status. We heard Mike Martz. He's a fine coach. He'll get hired. Dan Orlovsky. If I'm the Giants, I'm looking at Kevin Stefanski. Right now, his coaching status. by people around the league seems to be pretty high.
One of the reasons I think he'll get a job fast if he's not here is because you need to look at the other candidates that are out there. Gotta have that guy? Gotta have him.
Well, but I took a look around at a bunch of the coaches the other day.
Unless you're gung-ho on hiring someone's assistant.
So many coaches in the NFL now are guys who are first-time coaches who were hot coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be an epidemic of that right now. As compared to sometimes when the league has a bunch of guys who are on job number two.
Right.
That does not seem to be the case right now. There are certainly some, but...
You know what's beautiful about hiring a coordinator over an established coach?
Everything is beautiful, Andy.
You want to know what makes it beautiful
in its own way?
You want to know what it is? It's cheaper. It's cheaper to hire an assistant than it is to hire an established coach.
It is, unless the established coach is out of work. Then you need a gig, Andy.
It's still going to be cheaper.
You need a gig. Not necessarily. Hey, you want a coach? Here's what we're paying.
Jeff, I've been a fan since 2025. You hiring me? Jeff, I've been a fan since 1946. Who's got the better res?
Depends. Do you know anything? You might have been watching since 1946, but that doesn't mean you know diddly.
I could go back and read every scouting report on everybody in our organization and end up getting the manager's job and then having people wonder, what?
How's that go?
It's called the Maniacta Dance.
I just, if I'm him in the back of my mind, I just wonder what he's thinking. I really do. I wonder what he is thinking.
What would you want if you were him? I'll put you back in his shoes.
I would want to stay here and finish what I started.
I would too, because I think he's only, once you establish who your quarterback is, now you go out and get a wide receiver.
Which, you've got to rebuild. They haven't done.
No, they haven't. And you still need to rebuild your offensive line, which, as Mike Martz told us yesterday, you can do in 1 year.
Well, Mike said you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to be drafting fourth, which is where they sit right now, or somewhere around there, you're going to be able to get, if you want to, big-time offensive linemen in the, I would think you'd go tackle, but you could certainly get one of the best linemen coming out. Sign somebody in free agency, draft somebody else in the third round.
Wide receiver with that second pick, though. I'm taking a wide receiver.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good idea. But if I'm him, I would like to finish off what I'm doing here. It's just, Andy, finishing off what you're doing here is no guarantee that you're going to get that chance. Because next year's seat would be as hot as any seat could possibly get, I think. Marcus is in Aurora. Hello, Marcus.
Hey,
welcome,
Marcus.
To the show.
Hey, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
There's going to be some openings, right? There's probably going to be four or five openings for head coaches in the league.
I'd add to that.
At least that many?
Yeah, I'd add to that.
Yeah. I'm being a little conservative, but here's a scenario. The Eagles are tanking again, and they could possibly lose the division to the Cowboys if things go in the Cowboys' direction. They went out, and he's from Philly. And what if they get rid of Sirianni and they offer Stefanski the Philly job? I know the fans are tough, but he's a Philly guy.
No, that's true.
I think he'd probably consider it,
I would think.
Oh, I think he'd hop on in a minute if he got offered the gig.
I would think so, too. But Sirianni's a good coach. That comes down to what we're dealing with here, Marcus. You got guys who some people, depending on who you are, consider a good coach. And do you want that guy? And other teams, we see guys get fired all the time who are good coaches. Andy Reid got fired in Philadelphia. Did Andy know
That's
what he
right.
was doing?
He got worn out. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And they just decided it's time for a change.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I'm not sure, but I think what's the GM in Philly wouldn't mind having Stefanski as a coach. Listen, you say what you want about him. Yeah, but I think he's certainly helped Shador. Shador's definitely look way better, but to say that Stefanski hasn't helped him, that's crazy. So I think there would be definitely people would be interested in him. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. I appreciate
All right, Marcus. Thank you very much.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.